Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday meditation called From Redundancy to Rejoicing. The garage clear-out continues. During a house move last year, our garage has bulged at the seams. Boxes, bags, bits of metal and pieces of wood that might just come in handy have been suspended from the ceiling, hung from the walls and covered the floor. We're in need of space in the garage, hence the clear-out. Last week I dug for treasure and discovered an unlabeled box. Inside was our old DVD recorder and player. Not only have we not used it since moving in, but it was not even powered up much in the previous house. These days, with recordable TV box things and laptops with optical drives and HDMI cables, such a device is no longer needed. It is redundant. Well, I took a photograph of it, posted it on Freecycle, and within a day I had two requests. A chap came to the door and took our redundant technology away. Looking at the smile on his face, you might have thought he'd won the lottery. I'm happy for him. Happy for having more space in the garage, and happy to keep something out of landfill, at least for a little while longer. The incident came back to me on Sunday while Richard Bailey was preaching. He spoke of the challenge to hold on to something Jesus said in Matthew 6. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? And Jesus goes on in Matthew 6. Of course, this is all fine when life is sunny, but what about when the clouds roll in? Well, Richard, very humbly and in a very real way, shared the story of his recent redundancy. He saw it coming, and he felt the fear. The last time something similar happened to him, he had, well, no other real responsibilities, but this time he had a wife, a mortgage, and a child. Circumstances change how we feel. The desire to worry, to rage, or to panic were very real for him, and we can probably all understand. Richard realized he wasn't at peace. So it drove him to significantly enhanced levels of prayer. And God gave him such peace that when his boss confirmed the redundancy, Richard felt a sense of joy rise up in him. It surprised him as much as anyone. Perhaps the key to obeying the command to not worry is found in the fact that it comes with a promise. Another scripture used by Richard was from Philippians 4, which says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." That's Philippians 4, 6 and 7. We're not promised redundancy prevention, but we are promised a divine peace that passes understanding. The world may deem us unnecessary, irrelevant, superseded, outdated, basically redundant. But to our Father we are loved, cherished, desired, precious, special, and unforgettable. I doubt my old DVD player feels any sense of rejection, but I know I feel this from time to time, and I gather I'm not the only one. Has your sense of worth taken a beating recently? Has your wife or husband been less than understanding? Your children less than grateful? Your boss less than generous? Your friends less than helpful? Well, why not take a leaf out of Richard's book and pray less for change in circumstances and more for peace that passes understanding? Now, I must get back to the garage and have another route around for some more redundant technology. I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.